Male circumcision has proven to slow the spread of HIV/AIDS in Africa, but a new study shows that in the short term, the surgical technique could actually increase the risk of infection for female partners unless precautions are taken. The World Health Organization says male circumcision can greatly reduce the risk of HIV infection, and major campaigns are underway to get nearly 29 million men circumcised. Dr. Aaron Tobin and his colleagues are studying the effects of circumcision. He's an associate professor at the Bloomberg School of Public Health at Johns Hopkins University.
Three randomized trials, which are the gold standard of medical evidence, have shown that male circumcision decreases HIV acquisition by 50 to 60% in men. And follow-up studies have shown that the procedure may be even more efficacious than that 50 to 60% efficacy.
He says male circumcision has other health benefits as well.
Male circumcision of HIV-infected men has also been shown to decrease genital ulcers and human papillomavirus. Among HIV-negative men, male circumcision has also been shown to decrease genital herpes and human papillomavirus, which is the cause of penile cancer.
Dr. Tobin says women benefit too when their male partner is circumcised.
Among female partners married to circumcised men, it's been shown that they have lower levels of bacterial vaginosis, trichomoniasis, and human papillomavirus that causes cervical cancer.
The procedure also provides some protection for women by reducing their exposure to HIV from their male partners. However, Tobin says, scientists studying HIV-infected men in Uganda have discovered something unexpected and worrying about the procedure. There is a greater risk of infection for women in the short term.
Among circumcision of HIV-infected men, there were numerous observational studies that suggested male circumcision prior to puberty during childhood may decrease HIV transmission. However, one randomized trial of circumcision of adult men showed that there's an increased HIV transmission to female partners if couples resumed intercourse prior to certified wound healing.
Dr. Tobin says it takes 4 to 6 weeks to fully heal from male circumcision.
HIV shedding significantly increased compared to prior circumcision at week 1, week 2, and week 3. So in the first few weeks after circumcision, HIV shedding significantly increased. However, by week 6 and by week 12, HIV shedding was actually significantly lower than compared to prior circumcision.
Shedding is a term used, for example, when the virus is present in bodily fluids, such as semen or vaginal secretions. Tobin says while men are counseled not to have sexual intercourse during healing, many are nevertheless, so they are given condoms along with counseling. Now, the study shows that the likelihood of HIV transmission from a newly circumcised man to his female partner is less than 0.1%. That sounds rather small. However, the study warns that since the World Health Organization aims to circumcise nearly 29 million men in the coming years, that small increase could add up to 17,000 new infections among female partners. The Johns Hopkins associate professor does add that antiretroviral drugs can be a major mitigating factor.
Among those men who reported chronic antiretroviral therapy, they had significantly lower rates of HIV shedding during this entire wound healing period. It is about 90% lower than among those men who were not reporting antiretroviral therapy.
The study recommends that men be placed on antiretroviral therapy at the time of circumcision. However, it's not known yet how long the therapy should last or which drugs are the most effective in such cases. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.